Namaha. Shri has one principle. He is Lord who existed before creation, and it is only, there is nothing else that is in existence. To Shloki Vimad Bhagavatam. Creator of the universe, he could not figure out the source of his. He knew that he was meant to create the universe, but he had no clue of how to go about what was everything that was around him. He perceived the lotus, and he went up and down the stem of the lotus, but he still could not understand. And then, the words for those who are the Paramahamsa and what he was supposed to would not come without austerity. Ability, knowledge, all depends on austerity. So Brahma situated himself in penance for 1,000 years of the demigods. And because of his non-duplicitous penance, the Bhagavatam says, the Lord revealed the entire Vaikuntha world to Brahma, even as he was sitting on the top of the lotus in meditation. And it is Krishna alone. This is a very important point to understand. Bhagavatam also gives the example of a spider body and then is aloof from the world. Some insect comes along, a fly comes along. The heart bound with this web of the Maya struggle, the more we flap wings, struggle the heart. Now the potter to turn it around and that. In India, there is a title of the. What kind? Then after creates another pot, again he breaks it. So of course this madness here is a gatory way, but expressing at the incantation in which the Lord destroys it, creates it, destroys it, an unending cycle that God knows. Bhishma also says at the time just before he's about to leave that the plans of the Lord and his desires are. So in any case, it is Krishna alone who exists always, before, during and after. And Agre, Srila Prasacharya's end point, first of the Chagat verses, activities, he has point, he gives many different scriptures of the impersonalists, even though the Lord is all blues, his personality. In the ninth, I am pervading this entire creation, the Lord is all pervading by the medium, but it doesn't mean that the king is personally, also because it doesn't mean that he loses everything. Om Purna and after the creation. This made here is about energy and the spiritual energy. Quote, both energies, however, belong to the Supreme Lord, and therefore, in a higher sense, there is no exhibition. All pervasiveness is not realized. What a beautiful explanation. Energy in which the Lordness is not realized in this existence. Then, but if I'm not conscious of this fact, if I'm not Krishna conscious, then everything is material. In other words, the distinction between material and spiritual is not a fundamental one. It's a different. And therefore, Prabodhananda Saraswati has said, Vishvayate, this material, this world is full of happiness, contradicting every fundamental tenet we read when we become devotees. Dukkhalayam. And then Prabodhananda comes along and says, no, this world is full of happiness. He sees the connection of every heart is full of devotion. Eyes in the eyes of the beholder. Material or spiritual determining it for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada gives them, when the microphone is used for Krishna's service, then it becomes, it is spiritual, it's material. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj is making many at this point for questions and answers, because it's a verse that could be elaborated upon more.